You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I go immediately to London. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writes the political economics column from London to help put stories together that have spilled over the front pages throughout London and into the continent about the virus, the vaccine, and Matt Hancock, formerly the health secretary of the United Kingdom, the critical role these many months of the pandemic and the extended lockdowns, the AstraZeneca controversy, and now new variants. The recommendations of Matt Hancock were law, were enforced all the months of 2020, where Great Britain, as did the United States, recoiled from the threat of the virus. But suddenly, Matt Hancock is gone. He resigns in a letter sent to the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. And the cause, we're told, is that one of the major tabloids was given a photograph of Matt Hancock in an embrace, a romantic embrace, those kind of trademark picture postcard romantic embrace, with a woman who was not his wife, caught on, we're told, CCTV. Gina Colodangelo, a well-to-do married woman with children who worked as Matt Hancock's assistant, intern first and then a paid assistant, during the many months of the virus. All of this leads to questions about Boris Johnson's management and the credibility of the Minister of Health, who is now a new Minister of Health, Mr. Javid. Joe, I know you consume this traveling. And welcome back to the United Kingdom. We missed you. The significance here is that at Parliament now, there's attention to this camera that saw this embrace. Do we have cameras on us at Parliament? The assurance from the parliamentary authorities is no, you do not. However, there is a leak investigation and around the edges underway. How is this presenting itself to the British public? Is there so much going on, Wimbledon, football matches for Euro, all of that, that Matt Hancock and Gina Colodangelo are yesterday's news? Or is this still a challenge to the Johnson government? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hi, John. No, the whole Matt Hancock scandal and defenestration have ended up becoming a major ongoing story, mainly because the implications for Britain's COVID policy are so significant. Because as you pointed out, as you were explaining to listeners what the contours of the story are here, Matt Hancock, as the health secretary over the past 15, 16 months, had really been instrumental in pushing for very harsh lockdown measures to try to control the pandemic. And so the fact that he now has left the scene in this cloud of scandal is clearing the way, apparently, for a rethink in the part of the government. And so I think that the thing that is continuing to resonate here is that his replacement, Sajid Javid, who has held a bunch of ministerial posts in governments up to now, has come in and already is voicing a somewhat more skeptical or nuanced approach to lockdowns, and in particular is saying that he believes very firmly that July 19th absolutely should be the end of these lockdown measures. And so this is one of those stories where certainly the details of it are very salacious, but the policy implications are unusually significant as well. I mean, this is not your run-of-the-mill political sex scandal.
To explain, this is not the Profumo scandal of 60 years ago where a member of the cabinet was compromised by a Russian agent. No, no, no. what we're dealing with here is quite understandable. These young people, Mr. Hancock and Ms. Cola D'Angelo, knew each other from Oxford days. These are schoolmates. In addition, the families, there are children on both sides of Mr. Hancock and Ms. Cola D'Angelo, were friends, remain perhaps at some remove friends. And it was a surprise to everyone. The odd twist here is, what did Matt Hancock do that made him resign? As I understand it, it was embracing someone who was not in his household during lockdown. That was a stricture that Matt Hancock put on Great Britain. Perhaps, Joe, a bridge too far when it comes to human beings locked up with each other, but there it is. And the puzzle here is Matt Hancock now going to answer questions about his conduct, his decision-making this last year? Is Mr. Johnson going to have to answer questions about it? Because clearly Hancock was a deceiver of everyone, including Johnson. And Johnson, I don't know, what do they do, white papers? Do they challenge? I understand we're in the heat of combat here, but you'd have to say Hancock had authority. I remember seeing him answering questions in Parliament, had authority that was far beyond that of ordinary health secretary.
Well, I mean, remember, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has already committed to opening an official inquiry into the government's response to the pandemic. It will probably come next year. And I think the nature of these panels in the British system is that that committee might have something approaching subpoena power for documents and to compel witnesses to testify. So we haven't heard the end of this. And, you know, I think that you're pointing to a couple angles on this I think are particularly noteworthy and are perhaps a bit more subtle or nuanced even than some of the basic headline outrage that people legitimately feel about this. The first is, if people can remember far back enough to go to February and March of 2020, one of the arguments against the draconian lockdowns from the beginning was that people just on a very ordinary human level would find it difficult to comply with such antisocial regulations for such a long time, that you were asking people to do something that was fundamentally at odds with human nature. Well, wouldn't you know, that turns out to be true. I mean, this is the latest in a string of instances that we've seen both in the UK and in the US, and, you know, elsewhere as well, I believe, where you have found that the politicians and policymakers that were pushing these lockdowns very aggressively discovered that they themselves could not abide by their strictures in one form or another. You know, either they had to take a vacation to a family second home somewhere that was against the rules, or it turned out they had a romantic attachment that somehow wasn't accounted for by what was allowed within the lockdown rules. So really, all of these scandals are proving the truth of the claim that a lot of us were making right from the beginning, that these lockdowns were going to be hard to abide by. And then I would just point out, without wanting to sound too censorious about this, I mean, you also have to remember that a lot of this discussion about lockdowns has come to be couched in terms of virtue, that, you know, supporting the lockdowns and then abiding by the lockdowns is something that you do not just as a prudent public health measure, but because there is something virtuous in following these rules, that you're, you know, doing your part to help your fellow man and woman in society. And, you know, we all have to be good people by following these, and not just pragmatic people. And then you discover, you know, someone like Matt Hancock is behaving in this way. And, you know, not only is he married to someone, but the you know, woman in question also is married. And, you know, sort of there is a virtue issue there as well. And I think that element of hypocrisy, when you couple it specifically with the tendency to view lockdowns as a virtue signaling thing, I think is something that will probably stick in a fair number of craws as the scandal continues to develop.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. The virus is still among us. And in the United Kingdom right now, they're dealing with the unusual news of a new variant that is aimed at younger people, highly transmissible. It's called the Delta variant. And there's another one, the Lambda variant, that is not making the headlines now, but is in the world. What does this mean as the masks come off as social distancing is no longer obeyed, as travel becomes needed, and as we see a rise of absences in schools in the United Kingdom due to COVID-related illness. What does all that mean for America come the late summer, early fall? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.